Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers, hosted by Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Hey, thanks for turning in to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. I'm Tim, here with my partner Amanda, and today we're highlighting another one of the top economic developers in North America. Amanda, tell us about this conversation.
Yeah, so I got to speak with Lynn Myers. She's the vice president of Denver South Economic Development Partnership, and she is absolutely full of life. She brings a unique perspective to this conversation. In addition to her experience as an economic developer, she served as a county commissioner for 7 years and actually got into the industry as a result of losing an election. So a really interesting story, way to turn maybe what would look like a negative situation into a really positive career and a positive change for her community. She talks about customer service and relationship building and the fact that a lot of economic developers feel the stress of getting it all done. So I think you'll really enjoy what she has to say. So let's take a listen to Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. Thank you so much for joining us today on North America's Top 50. And first of all, congratulations on being selected by your peers as one of the top economic developers in North America.
Thank you very much. This was a very nice surprise, and I love my job, so it's wonderful being recognized.
Good. Well, I'm ready to dive right in. So let's start by kind of our opening question that we do every time, and that is, what is one thing that everyone should know about you?
Well, I think the thing that surprises people on a personal level is I came to Colorado. I was a Flatlander. I came to Colorado to work at a ski area out of college, and I never went home. So that kind of surprises people. And on a personal level, I am a huge Colorado Rockies fan. My Colorado Rockies did not finish very well last year. They were in last place, but I went to 26 games and saw 16 winning games. So I think I'm a lucky charm for different groups. And I've actually had three careers since my ski days. I have sold real estate for 20 years, and I served as an elected official. And now I've been in economic development, which is a wonderful progression of tying my past careers together.
Absolutely. Well, you must be a devoted fan to stick with a team that didn't end so well and still go to that many games. So good for you.
We're going to do better this year. We're going to get some pitchers.
I hope so. All right. Well, let's take a dive right into what you just brought up. The fact that you had a career in both real estate and as an elected official prior to your stint as an economic developer. So take us on that journey. How did you get to economic development and why did you choose that after doing a couple of other things?
Well, I think it's really, I'll probably be the most unique person that you asked this question out of the 50, but I came to this career because I lost an election. I was a county commissioner in one of the largest counties in Colorado, and in 2006, I did not make it through a very tense political year, and I was looking for a new occupation and a new endeavor, and I took a few months off, and this position opened up at the Denver South Economic Development Partnership. And I had been on the board here, and it has been a great fit. So I always like to challenge people or coach people, don't be afraid when a door closes, a window opens. And this has been just a phenomenal opportunity to take my skills to the next level in my career.
Great advice. I think that's something we can all apply to different situations in our lives. Thank you for sharing that piece of wisdom. From your perspective, now that you're in economic development, what do you think defines success for yourself as a leader and for your organization?
I think we focus so much on customer service and quality relationship building. And I think that has served us so well here in our organization and being able to provide site selectors and to provide our corporate clients the best data and the best introductions that they need to link them to their communities to be successful.
Excellent. And speaking of things that help you define success, can you tell us about one project that you're most proud of in your career?
I saw that question ahead of time, Amanda, and I actually would like to highlight two. First of all, we are the home to six Fortune 500 companies that are headquartered in our area, which is huge. But one of them is Arrow Electronics. And we have been working with them for over 5 years. And when the company was first growing here, they wanted no publicity. They wanted no newspaper articles. They wanted just to steadily grow. And their division that was here in Colorado was doing very well. So we assisted them through the state process and with local governments with no publicity at all. It was just a total quiet. And then in 2011, when they moved their corporate headquarters here from the East Coast, that was when they had a major announcement at the Denver Zoo, invited 800 employees and their families to be there and to work with them for that 5-year period and see so many positive things happening has just been terrific and been a great boost for our community. And the second project was Trulia, which is the real estate information search company, and they are headquartered in the San Francisco area, and we're looking for a new home to grow outside of the Bay Area. And we hosted their site selector at a conference in 2010, and Denver and Denver South were not on their radar for a possible expansion. And the site selector was here in September, loved the area, came back in October with part of the leadership team of the company, came back again in November, and in January of 2011, just 4 months later, announced that they would bring us 100 jobs. And they're now over 400 jobs, and this is 4 years later, and have been a great partner of ours and have just been terrific to work with. So that's something where our organization helped them with their recruiting efforts, helped them with finding their real estate, and has just provided great jobs.
Excellent. Those are both amazing examples of the work that you do and the success that you've had. On the flip side of things, let's talk about something else. What are those things that keep you awake at night or really that are on your mind in terms of doing the work that you do every day?
I thought about this for a little while, and I think the thing that keeps me up at night is getting it all done. There are so many positive things that you can do in economic development to support your companies and to support your recruitment efforts that it's just prioritizing what roads we should go down and making sure we finish things successfully and not leave them so, you know, kind of halfway, the cup half full. We want to make sure that our projects are done. So I think there's just so many positive things we can do, and it's the manpower and the hours to get them all done.
Absolutely. You know, that's one of the things that we hear a lot is that economic developers are often looked to be all things to all people in the community. And it's really hard to do all things really, really well at a high capacity. So I think that's something that you are not alone in terms of keeping you up at night. The next thing I wanted to do is just give you a chance to brag about your community a little bit. What makes your area unique?
I think we're unique in the country and definitely unique in the Rocky Mountain region. We are the Denver South Economic Development Partnership, and we focus on the South I-25 corridor. And our little piece of the world here is 45 million square feet of office space. We host 6 Fortune 500 companies. We have fabulous infrastructure. We have an expanded highway system, light rail that goes to the Central Business District, and our light rail will go out to Denver International Airport in 2016. And then we also have Centennial Airport, which I can see out my window, and it is the second busiest general aviation airport in the country and services our corporate clients very, very well. And last but not least, I would be totally remiss, we have an outstanding relationship between our public and private sectors. The mayors of 3 cities and a city councilwoman from Denver serve on our board of directors. The cities are Greenwood Village, Centennial, and Lone Tree. And then we have Arapahoe County Commissioner and Douglas County Commissioners on our board, as well as major business park representatives and business owner representatives. So the collaborative spirit here allows us to get a lot of things done. And we have a great working relationship with state government and the regional government, but we just have a great product to sell here. And our area generates about 25% of Colorado's earned income.
Wow. It sounds like not only do you have a great community, but you've got a great team and a great organization that is supporting you and all the efforts that you guys are doing out there.
We do. We're very fortunate.
As we close on this question, I want to ask you, looking to the future, what do you feel is the most important thing for communities and economic developers to be focusing on?
I think that's twofold, Amanda. First and foremost, you have to focus on the workforce. We are very fortunate that a lot of millennials are coming to Colorado, and we have a highly educated workforce, but you have to keep focusing and retraining and keeping that pipeline of talent full. And I happen to serve on our workforce board, and we bring our workforce representatives in when we meet with prospects to make sure that we can fulfill the needs of the companies. And the second component of that, in addition to workforce, is the collaborating and the strong relationship between the public and private sector. I just mentioned that before, but our elected officials know that the time value of money for getting their permitting done and getting their construction inspections completed means more to those companies than any incentive they could ever get is getting that operation open and functioning. So I feel that we have worked very hard on a relationship building, and it has paid off and makes everyone very proud of the work we do.
Lynn, thank you. You have shared awesome insights from a very unique perspective. We appreciate your time, and we just really want to congratulate you on being one of North America's top 50 economic developers.
Thank you. This has been just terrific.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.